كم كوزة بسم الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. نور الشريف. الحمد لله. My respected brothers and elders, honorable علماء الكرام and respected colleagues, as we know, this is the month of Safar. In the month of Safar, the Arab used to believe, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwwat, that whatever it will happen, the bad luck or the calamities or sickness will increase in the month of Safar. So they never used to travel also, and they never used to get married also. And they used to think that the month of Safar is the month of bad luck. This was what they are thinking, and this was their habit, and this was their aqeedah and beliefs. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is no any bad luck in the month of Safar. Nothing will happen. Whatever it will happen, with the will and only with the will and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but the people of Arab Zaman and Jahiliyyah, they got this of this kind of mentality that bad luck, whatever it will happen. In today's time also, that today sometimes we think because of this, because of that, this thing happened. It happened because of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happened because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ne chaha isliye hua. Ma sha Allah kan wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. Agar Allah na chahta to kuch na hota. This is our yaqeen. But today the topic we want to touch is about the magic and evil eye. What is magic? When it started? In the time of Suleiman alayhi salatu was salam, because Suleiman alayhi salatu was salam used to take work from jinnat also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that in authority. That Suleiman alayhi salatu was salam used to take work from jinnat. When he wanted to build Masjid al-Aqsa, Suleiman alayhi salatu was salam was standing in one room, and he had one stick in his hand, and his cheese were on top of the stick like this. He was standing like this. And jinnat used to see, when they used to get tired after one day, they used to go and see Suleiman alayhi salatu was salam. And they used to see still he's alive. Ki abhi tak baba gaye nahi, abhi tak yahan pe hai. So when jinnat used to see, they used to start walking again. And they used to build Masjid al-Aqsa. Why? Because Allah wanted to show that people used to think in the time of Suleiman alayhi salatu was salam, that jinnat, they know ilmul ghayb. They know about unseen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to disgrace jinnat and shayateen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take out from people's mind that only ilmul ghayb, alimul ghayb is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people used to think that jinnat also know. So Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did in his time, because jinnat and shayateen, he used to teach sihr, magic to the people. So Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam took all the books of magic, and he called it Urdu mantar and everything he took. So he took each and everything and he buried each and everything in one hole. And he built a big palace on it. When Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, the people of Ahlul Kitab, Yahud, and Jinnat and Shayateen, they took out that book again, all the books again, all that mantar. And na'udhu billah, they said that Suleiman alayhi salatu wasalam, his kingdom was on magic, na'udhu billah. And he was the greatest magician. Na'udhu. Yahud, they said this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the people, the Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, who was standing on the stick. And the end, they started eating the stick of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. When they finished each and everything, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam fell down, he collapsed. When Jinnat they saw, he said, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam passed away for many, many months, years. Some ulama say 1 year, 2 years, and he was standing on the stick like this. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ أَنْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبَ مَا نَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِيمِ. Then Jinnat, they said, oh, if we knew about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, we will never build Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraced the Jinnat and Shayatin and told the people that Alimul Ghayb is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جو انسین کی جو باتیں ہیں وہ صرف اللہ ہی کو معلوم ہے, نہ جنات کو معلوم ہے, نہ شیاطین کو معلوم ہے, نہ انبیاء کو معلوم ہے, کسی کو معلوم ہے. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how they used to teach sihr and magic in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So after Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam passed away, the Yahudi took out all the books of magic and they started saying that na'udhu billah, that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was the greatest magician and his kingdom was on magic. Now they started teaching people magic. What is magic? Evil eye and magic is different. Magic we have to learn. It's some words we have to say. And they play with some nails and something with the hair also. So now they started teaching people. When this thing people started learning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent two malaika, Harut and Marut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran also, وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Harun and Marut to Malaika to differentiate people that what is magic and what is the mu'ajiza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they used to teach people also what is magic. And they used to say that if you want to learn magic, come and learn from us. Harut and Marut, the two Malaika, they used to say that if you want to learn magic, come learn from us. Don't go by shayatin and jinnat. If you learn from them, you will be destroyed. Hatta yaqula innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. And they used to say that learn from us, but don't do magic on someone. So people used to come and learn from them. And they used to do magic on people. What they used to do? They used to separate husband and wife. This magic they used to do. So the two malaika, they used to say, فَلَا تَكْفُرُ. Don't do kufr. Don't do magic. We are just test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to say, okay, no problem. Just teach us. When they used to learn, and they started doing magic after that. So they failed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. So وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. Why Allah revealed this ayat? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa sallam in front of the Yahud, they used to say that Sulaiman was a magician, na'udhu billah. So Allah revealed this ayat, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَان وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُ. Sulaiman never did kufr. Anwasha Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned, دَلَّتْ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ مَا دَابَّتُ عَلَى كُفَر. He said, whatever the foundation of magic is on kufr. So Allah said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَان. Sulaiman never did any magic, never did any kufr. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. But shayateen, they used to do kufr and they used to teach people magic, what is magic. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu never did anything. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, some people understood, some never understood. How this jinnat, they used to do magic? In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, after Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam also, they used to go to the heavens and they used to listen the conversation between malaika. And whatever they listen from malaika, now they used to come tell the fortune teller, kahin, who used to tell about our future. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned the hadith, the person who goes by kahin, the fortune teller, he has done an act of kufr. May Allah protect us. It's an act of kufr. One day in South Africa, one person came from one country, in Venda. So, na'udhu billah, he was saying about people's future. So, where he used to say, So people used to go by and used to ask him, what will happen in our future? Before that person comes to him, that other person used to tell him, his name is Muhammad, now his father's name is Ahmed, now he got this shop, he got two sisters, two brothers, he got one shop, one guy, everything that person used to tell that guy, the fortune teller. When that person used to sit in front of him, before he said, Aapka naam ye, your name is this. And he said, you got two sisters, two brothers, and you got one shop, and you got one car, and the color of this car is that maybe it's red, green, whatever. So that person, before he sat down, he used to say, this person knows this and everything. And then he used to ask, what will happen in my future? He said, shayad aapko ye hoga, accident hoga aapki gaari ka. And this thing will happen. So he used to shoot arrows. Was if arrows ko chote, they was essay. But they were lying. Na'udhubillah. So people, they got affected so much, they got affected so much, that people used to go and sit by him, na'udhubillah. And used to ask about their future. And while what used to happen, the other person used to tell him each and everything. His brother's name, his sister's name, his father's name, his mother's name, everything. And people used to think this person knows everything, na'udhubillah. Listen. So he used to ask, now what do we have to do? Kya karna hai? He said, now you have to give money. So Allah will protect you. So people used to give him money also. So how people they play, my respected person, like this. So jinnat used to go and listen in shayateen. Each and everything they used to listen from malaika. And they used to come and tell fortune teller, the kahin. But suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped each and everything. Malaika, the shayateen and jinnat, they never had the strength to listen from malaika what they were saying. When they used to go and listen, the malaika used to shoot stars on them. And used to throw stars on them. And then they used to collapse. Suddenly, the jinnat and shayateen, they said, what is happening now in the world? Why we can't listen the conversation of malaika? So the shayateen and jinnat, they say, go from east to west. Now travel each and everywhere. Now you have to travel. So now they were traveling. What happened? So now we can't listen the conversation of malaika. So now they came to Makkah to Mukarram Maqam Siffin. They saw that few brothers are reading salah. And one person is an imam. And imam was Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And salah they were reading behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now they came here just to find out that why we can't listen the conversation of malaika now. What is happening now? So they saw that when the so now when the jinnat and shayateen, they listen, jinnat, they listen the Quran of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now they brought iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya qawmana ajibu da'iya Allahi wa aminu bih. Now they went by jinnat. And they say that we listen something amazing. He said, what? That is the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah stopped the jinnat to listen the conversation of malaika. Otherwise, they used to listen the conversation of malaika because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give them all kind of commands. So what kind of commands? Yeah, that person will die on this time, that person will die. And whatever this person will do in this day, or maybe this person will go here. Everything they used to listen from malaika, and they used to come and tell kahin, the fortune teller. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped each and everything. Because of the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how the magic started, the sahih. Now in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was affected by sihr. Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah is something amazing. What ajeeb chiz likhi hai. That don't use words, this kind of words in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko jadu huwa na'udhu billah. He said, don't use this kind of words. If you see Mu'tazila, Mu'tazila are the group of Gumrah. What are Gumrah? They also said that we can't accept this kind of words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was affected by sihr, na'udhu billah. When the magician, they came in front of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what happened? They went into sajda. They accepted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So to say this kind of words, na'udhu billah, ki Allah ki nabi par bhi jadu hua tha, is not right. According to Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, he said that what happened, the hadith of, if you have to see Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, when he wrote this ayat, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, he never brought the two surah in Shani Nuzul. Shani Nuzul means that why Allah revealed this ayat, why Allah revealed the surah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi never brought in his kitab the Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas in Kitab Al-Tafsir in Shani Nuzul. He brought the two surah in Kitab Al-Tib, in Bab Al-Tib. He brought in the Bab where each and every person can read the surah to protect himself from different kind of calamities and sickness. He never brought in Shani Nuzul. Because some ulama, they mentioned that Allah revealed the surah because when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had siha, na'udhu billah. This is Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmir rahmatullah alayhi said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had effect. Little bit of siha. And what was that? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get angry with his beloved wives. Thus only. Another hadith they narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say something and he used to say that I never said this thing. Sahaba, they realized this. What happened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmir rahmatullah alayhi said nothing happened like this. So as also we need to use those words very correctly. Not this kind of words we must use it, na'udhu billah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be jaduhu. You mustn't use it. Because Allah mentioned Quran, وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ. When Allah mentioned about sihr in the Quran about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah used this words. And Allah subhanahu wa tells that the people of zalimeen, they say this kind of words, na'udhu billah, that sihr affected on the beloved body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْحُورًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran the people, the zalimeen, the kufr, all the people of disbelief, they used to say that you people are not following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you people are following that person who is getting affected by sihr, na'udhu billah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. How we need to protect ourselves, how we need to protect our children. Each and everything is not a magic. Remember one thing. Har cheez jadu nahi hoti. Sometimes today we see if something happened, maybe it's a magic. Listen, magic also can't affect us only illa bi'idhnillah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo sirf Allah ki ijazat se hi hoga, aur kabhi nahi hoga. Listen, when the magician, they came in front of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, what happened? They played with people's eyes. Wo logo ki aankhon ke saath khelte. It's nothing. When they saw the mu'ajiza of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they went direct into sajda. They knew that this is not a magic, this is the mu'ajiza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember one thing, magic, it's true, it is from Quran and Hadith also, we can't deny also. If someone deny about magic, he's doing an act of kufr, because he's denying the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't read. And second thing, we can't say that evil eye is not haqq, al-aynu haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith. Al-aynu haqq. Evil eye, it is true. But what is different between magic and evil eye? Evil eye, someone is shooting an arrow, but not a real arrow. He's shooting arrow from his eyes. Sometimes he can't realize also. When he sees something, he don't say, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It will affect that person. And magic, that person have to learn something. And have to give sacrifice for magic. And that person have to learn. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, when some people, if they do magic on Muslim, to protect Muslim brothers to learn magic is wajib. Jab koi musalman ko apne jadu se takleef de raha ho, us waqt jadu sikhna zaruri hoga to protect our Muslim people from siha. So magic is different, evil eye is different. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, al-ayn wa haqq. Magic is different. And to protect ourselves from magic, what is that? That we have to read ayatul kursi every day. When Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you have to look after this risk and wealth of the people. Bali and rice, it was there. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala was sitting there. An old man came in the shape of insan. So now he started sitting. Abu Hurairah caught him. He said, please let me go. my children are hungry, my wife is hungry, please let me go. So Abu Huraira said, no problem, you can go. Secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the Prophet. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Huraira, what happened last time with your guest? Abu Huraira was shocked. Ya Rasulullah, how come you? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's lying, he will come tomorrow again. The next night he came again, started still. He said, Abu Huraira, please let me go. Please let me go. Please let me go, Abu Huraira. He said, okay, no problem, you can go. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Huraira, what happened? The hadith of Bukhari said, Ya Rasulullah, he was kidding. I said, okay, you can go. He said, he's lying, he will come again. Third night he came again, and he started stealing. Abu Huraira caught him. He said, Abu Huraira, this is the last time, I won't come again. He said, but you must read Ayatul Kursi every day. I won't come again. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Huraira, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he told me to read Ayatul Kursi. He said, true, but he's a liar. So to read Ayatul Kursi, even Shayateen used to say, Jinnat used to say, that read Ayatul Kursi every day, Allah will protect us, inshallah. Mufti Zarwali Khan Sahib Rahmatullah used to mention, and Mufti Sayyid Ahmad Palanpuri Rahmatullah, he said, when you blow after Ayatul Kursi, don't just blow on the door only, like this. He says, start from the door and blow each and everywhere in the corners. Everywhere you must go. Allah will protect our house, each and every corner from shayateen and jinnat, inshallah. From shayateen and jinnat, Allah will protect us. Sometimes you don't know, my respected, whether we don't need Ayatul Kursi here, yeah, but in South Africa, each and every person is Ayatul Kursi at night. Each and every person is. Listen, if you forget to read Ayatul Kursi, he will make sure that he must read Ayatul Kursi. So not only in South Africa, not only in Africa, it is important to protect from shayateen and jinnat is everywhere. Shayateen and jinnat, it is everywhere. It is important for us also to read Ayatul Kursi each and every day. You know, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith, the person who read Ayatul Kursi after every salah, Allah will give him Jannah, inshallah. Allah will give him Jannah. So make a habit, inshallah. Make a, one student of mine, he's now not my student, my friend, he's 29 years old. He told me that my ustad told me to read Ayatul Kursi when I was 5 years old. He said, till today, 24 years, alhamdulillah, has finished. I have never missed Ayatul Kursi in my life. So it is very, very important to teach our children. And another, we have to read Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. It is very, very important to read Suratul Falaq and Suratul Nas. The dada of Mufti Taqi Usmani Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he said, now he just said, recently I was reading one kitab. So he said the last moment of his life. So he wrote in his kitab, he wrote that, main kisi ko wazifa nahi bataata. But this is my last moment of life. Let me tell this wazifa to each and every Muslim. He said, every day in the morning and after Maghrib Salah, 3 times you must read, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. And 3 times, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And 3 times, A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. 3 times. And 3 times, Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, and Suratul Nas. And 3 times, Fallahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. And 3 times, Wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilma. And 3 times, Durus Sharif. Allah will protect that person from each and every kind of calamity, sickness, disasters, problems, each and everything, inshaAllah. So, iska ma'amul bana'i Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to read every day Surah Falaq and Surah Nas and Surah Ikhlas. And Aisha radiallahu anhu used to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never used to sleep until reading the Surah. So, it is very important. Wa min sharri ghasiqin idha waqab, min sharri al-waswasi al-khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri al-nas. Sometimes shayateen will give us waswasa, some kind of doubt and thought also. Maybe your sister did this, maybe your brother did this, maybe aapke walid sahab ne aisa kiya, maybe your brother did this, aapke bhai ne aisa kiya, your friend did this. It is very, very important for us to read Suratul Nas, Surah Falaq, Surah Ikhlas every day, inshallah. So make intention that inshallah we will read every day this kind of surah, inshallah. And we will tell our children to read also. Now, evil eye, what is evil eye? Al-Ayn Haq. Evil eye, it is true. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned hadith, one day two sahabi went to the river. One sahabi came out from the river. Another sahabi came out. Now when other sahabi saw another sahabi, his body was so beautiful, He said, what a beautiful skin and body. So that person, their sahabi, collapsed immediately. Al-aynu haq. So now they brought the sahabi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, who saw him? He said, I saw him, ya Rasulullah. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did you see, mashallah, la hawla wa la quwwata billah, wa tabarakallahu fi, wa barakallahu fi, he said this? He said, no, ya Rasulullah. Because of your evil eye, this person collapsed. He said, he never had intention for evil eye. Sometimes a person will see with an evil eye. Kabhi kabhi aadmi dekhega hasad ki wajah se. And that will affect. Sometimes the parents also, evil eye will affect the children also. When you won't see, mashallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And children constantly, they will cry. Continuously, they will cry and cry. When medicine will affect also, then we must remember this is another. And this is an evil eye. Mufti Zarwali Khan Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned that if someone did 7 times Durood Sharif and 11 times the last ayat of Suratul Qalam, وَإِيَّكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيَزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Thus ayat 11 times and Durood Sharif 7 times after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give cure to that person immediately, inshaAllah. Immediately Allah will give him cure from nazar. Sometimes the business will fail. Hamari tijarat fail ho jayegi sometimes because of nazar. Sometimes nazar will take the person to death also. Maulana Muhammad Nu'man Sahib Dawat Barakatuh, he said one story, one incident. There was 4 brothers in Delhi. And they studied beautiful Quran. They studied beautiful Quran. So now in Ramadan they read. One brother is reading 4 rakat, 4 rakat, 4 rakat, and one who is in 8 rakat. When they started reading Quran, because of people, evil eye, because of nazar, one brother collapsed and immediately he passed away. Because of the nazar. People, they never said, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Second brother came, he started reading Quran, he was in beautiful Quran in Jamia Masjid of Delhi. When he started reading Quran, nazar affected him. He collapsed and he passed away. Third brother came, he read the Quran, he started reading Taraweeh. Listen, people never said, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And there was some, his hasidin also something, he collapsed and he passed away. The fourth brother also came, he also passed away. 4 brothers, one time, in one masjid, they passed away because of the devil. Because of the evil eye. Sometimes an evil eye will take us to death also, my respected brother. It is very, very important to protect our children, to protect ourselves, to protect our business. When we see any car also, sometimes we bought a car, a beautiful car, we don't say, mashallah, our own car. Sometimes we affect nether also. Not only human beings' body, even in things also, on things also, something will happen. So it is very, very important when we see something that is beautiful, we say, mashallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Or tabarakallahu fik, barakallahu fik. If you see with an evil eye, what will happen? What hasad, my respected brother, it will destroy our amal also. Why you must do hasad? If Allah gave him something, make dua for him. Understand? You know, in old Ustad used to say, ki aaj log apne dukh se dukhi nahi hai, dusro ke sukh se dukhi hai. May Allah protect us. Aaj log apne dukh se dukhi nahi hai, dusro ke sukh se dukhi hai. Allah gave him everything. Say, mashallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Listen, what is hasad? That whatever, actually we are fighting with Allah, na'udhu billah. We are not agreeing with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, ya Allah, why you gave him? Na'udhu billah. Why you gave him? And this evil eyes, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, he had 11 sons. 11 sons. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam became a king, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh my children, when you go to Egypt, don't enter from one door. Enter from different doors. Why? Because of an evil eye. To have 11 sons. And the Mufassirin has written that it was so beautiful, mashallah. All the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam were beautiful. He said, to protect them from the evil eye, even Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh my children, don't enter from one door. Enter from different doors. Said, to protect ourselves, my respected brothers, we mustn't get hasad or jealousy. Said, we must make dua for that person. Said, then may Allah give you barakah. Said, why you must get jealous? Allah gave him. Allah will give us also, inshallah. Said, if someone is getting married, why we must get jealous?
If someone is getting happy, why you must get jealous? Listen, if we will make dua for their barakat, Allah will give us also my respected brothers. Listen, hasad will take the person that the people will be ready to kill even Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The people of Kitab, they knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam more than their own children also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that they know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam more than their own children also. They know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But because of hasad, they never accepted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They knew each and everything about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The last, the Jews and the Yahud, why they came in Medina? Why they came in Medina? They came for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they came for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when they saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is from the Arabs, they started getting jealous. Why not from Bani Israel? Why not from Bani Israel? So they never accepted Islam also. They never accepted Islam. So we also, my respected brothers and elders, that we make sure that inshallah we will read every this kind of Quranic ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. Mufti Taqis, I was listening yesterday, he said that Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah has written the du'as in the wazifa what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the Quran to read, Allah will never reject it. The du'as which Allah has told us in the Quran, that make this du'a, read the surah every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never reject the du'as inshallah. Why? Because Allah is telling us, when the king of the king tell us to ask something, Allah will reject. And His Kareem, His Meherban, His Rahman, His Rahim, how Allah will reject? So Mufti Taqi Sahib say, whatever du'a is in the Quran, ask every day inshallah. Allah will never reject the du'as inshallah. Allah will never reject. Allah us dua ko kabhi rad nahi karega. Isse ki Allah ne Quran ke andar khud farma ki usko maango mujhse. I will give you people. So make intention, inshallah we will continue next week inshallah after 2 weeks about the evil eye and about the mental health inshallah. What is different between mental health? It's very, very important. About the evil eye also, what happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes you get affected to Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah also, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he guide us about the evil eye inshallah, we will continue after 2 weeks inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and make intention that inshallah we will read every day Surah Falaq, Surah Ikhlas and Surah Nas, and we will blow in one bottle inshallah, and we will give that water to our children also inshallah. Mawlana Manzoor Mengal Sahib used to say that when you blow in the water, don't just only blow like this. Take out a little bit of spit also, listen. Because we read in Quran, and the saliva is mixing the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of that barakat, Allah will grant us shifa also, inshallah. Listen. The taqwa, the person will have taqwa, and the person will blow on someone, Allah will give an effect immediately, inshallah. So we may all make intention that inshallah, we will read all kind of wazifas, which is from Quran and Sunnah, inshallah. Which is from Quran and Sunnah, inshallah, we will read every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us, inshallah. And Allah will protect our children also. And the best askar and the best wazifa is the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to protect ourselves from fitna, each and every kind of fitna, it is Quran. Today, the disbelievers, they got so much yaqeen on the Quran. In India, with insan, in Jamaat, in Punjab, in Maharashtra, the people of Hindu, they used to stand outside and they used to wait for Imam Sahib and they used to come with the water also. Every day 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, they used to stand in line and they used to tell Imam Sahib, please read Surah Falaq, Surah Ikhlas and Surah Naswar and blow on our children the same way. When they got this kind of yaqeen, my respected, they must have more yaqeen inshallah. So make intention that inshallah we will read each and every inshallah we'll continue after 2 weeks inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma shfi maridana wa maridal muslimin. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس ونعوذ بك من النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.